Blog Talk Radio.
Right, love, and wellness.
Itself. Please use discretion when tuning in. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Greetings and welcome to Truthful Tuesdays right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I am Sandy Rogers, and it is my honor to be able to walk you through and guide you through the show tonight. You know, I get so excited every Tuesday because I get to present to you the world's greatest experts on a variety of subjects. And so this is no different, and you guys just hold on to your seats. Get your pen and paper ready to take your notes and do what all you need to do to capture the message that you're going to receive tonight. And so we appreciate you for being with us and being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness. And before we get started with the show, though, you know, there's a couple of things that we always do to make sure that we have gathered our energies and on a common field. So the first thing that we do is we give thanks to our ancestors, to all the ancestors for holding us up and for being readily available when we call upon them for assistance, for them to guide us, or, you know, for them just to hear whatever our request is out to the universe. And we know they got us. We know they got our tops, our bottoms, our fronts, and our backs. And ancestors, for that, we're just forever thankful. We're just forever, forever, forever thankful. So we love you now. We love you forever. And we, once again, just honor your presence and what you've done in advance for our arrival upon this planet. Ashe, ashe. Whew. And next thing we do is we go into a little bit of affirmative reading, and it's actually a part of the work that I contribute to humanity, and it's my daily inspirational messages. You can find it at revsandy.wordpress.com. And what I'm the short passage that I'm reading from today is called Bathing in Beauty. And if you would like to read the entire message, go to that site, revsandy.wordpress.com. And if you're moved, you can always sign up to have the daily inspirational messages delivered directly to your email account. And so this passage reads, I see beauty in all things, and I behold the amazing uniqueness in all of life. I witness the glory in each person and honor their presence. I seek the beauty, and it is there before me. All I need to do is acknowledge its presence. Amen. So it is. And that, again, you can find at revsandy.wordpress.com. It's all about life. It's all about love. And it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called Take the Gingerlicious Challenge. And we have tonight the Jones team, Ginger and Drexel Jones. And I'm going to read a little bit more about the show description, but these two beautiful people, they're lively spirits, they're dedicated, and they're passionate about what they do for wellness and helping all of humanity to heal. So, but let me just do a couple of little housekeeping things right quick so that we all in the same thing together, right? So, audience, you know you're invited to join in the discussion. All comments are welcome, and our intention is that every voice is heard that wants to be heard. You can call us at 516-531-9819, and you will simply push 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air. Now, some of our regular listeners do not stay up quite this late at night, and or people like to go back and listen to the shows over and over again, the replays. And so what I ask is, once your line is, if you're not speaking, if you would just mute your line so that we have the highest quality of playback sound, I would appreciate that. And so once again, if you would like to go back and listen to any of the shows, this has been a tremendous year as we have taken each month and gone over in great detail, and various speakers have come in to talk to us about different body systems, and the variety in speakers have really been amazing. So if you ever want to go back and listen to any of those shows, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, and that's SandyRogers. And they're all listed there. We have over 400 shows that's been recorded with some absolutely fabulous guests. And again, this has been an amazing year to take and talk about the heart and the immune system and the digestive system. And this month we're kind of going over autoimmune diseases and what they are and how they happen. So it kind of brings everything that we've talked so far into sequence for us. So we're going to take a quick break, a music break, and then when we come back, we're going to bring the infamous Jones team to the mic, and we're going to get started with them and allow them to share their love and their passion with us. We'll be right back, you guys. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a lakeside tank.
our safe side. And what a beautiful, beautiful song to get our blood pumping and our energy up and elevated, right? So welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You are welcome to call in and speak live on air with us if you so choose. Our call-in number here is 516-531-9819. And you would just simply press 1 on your device, and that'll let us know that you wish to speak live on air with us. And so tonight we're continuing our discussion in this month of May. We're talking about autoimmune diseases. And what we have found so far this year as we discuss these various systems in our bodies is that our digestive system, and particularly our colon, houses or is responsible for at least 90% of all diseases that we have. And it's from the inflammation and toxins and, you know, like all the gook that gets stuck in there that doesn't process completely through. And so we're here on the show here, Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We really are bringing you all this knowledge and information from various aspects so that you get to learn, and hopefully you'll use the knowledge that we're sharing from the world's greatest experts on these different fields that's coming in. And so the medicines, the toxins in the food and the air that we breathe, our fear thoughts that's being perpetuated by the news media, and all of that is contributing to the increase in autoimmune diseases. And so you may ask, what are they? It's rheumatoid arthritis, it's psoriasis, and inflammatory bowel disease, type 1 diabetes, lupus, Hashimoto's, thyroid disease, multiple sclerosis, celiac, Graves, and Addison. So it's about everything that you can think of that we've been so severely hit with in our communities. So tonight, I've got this beautiful couple called the Jones Team, and they're going to talk to you about taking the Gingerlicious Challenge. And so what do you do when you set your intentions on becoming healthier? Well, the Jones Team, which is Drexel and Ginger, they chose a very deliberate path to wellness by creating a healthy drink tonic several years ago. And together, they lost a combined 150 pounds while boosting their immune resistance. And that's what we got to do, is build that up so that we're not inflicted with any of those conditions that I just named. Their wellness center is called the Natural Epiphany Salon. They provide services to help with the triangle of care, which is your nutrition, your mental, and your physical well-being. Since the pandemic, they have created even more programs and expanded their reach into the lives of the community with insightful knowledge to assist with the reversal of any illness, prevention of others. So the Jones Team is extremely passionate about their work, and they continue to create new ways to serve humanity with their skills and knowledge. They're also going to discuss with us how becoming entrepreneurs. Now, see, this is a whole nother twist on this, right? So how becoming entrepreneurs reduce their stress levels, thus greatly increasing positive effects on their immune system. And so all of this plays into it. We have a tendency sometimes just to look at it from, you know, one or two angles, but it's multifaceted, this thing that we call health and wellness. And so it is my honor and my pleasure, without any further ado, to bring to the microphone the Jones Team, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, Ginger, and Drexel. Thank you guys for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on our show tonight.
Blessings.
Greetings, greetings. Rich Rising, sister. Hey, everybody. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for having us.
Yes, yes.
Grand evening. Whew. Rogers, I just want to thank you so much for that beautiful, eloquent introduction. Absolutely amazing.
Absolutely amazing. And I know that you invited us to, you know, kind of give a little bit more insight into who we are, how we came together, and, you know, what we've been doing in the community. Let me just kind of start off with, this is really how I usually always introduce myself, and I'm just so excited to be a part of the community. I am a holistic healer. I am an empowering mom. I am a loving wife. I am health, I am joy, I am love, I am God, I am here for my purpose, I am here to be of service, I am here to take my life back. I am Felicia Jones, a.k.a. Ginger, a.k.a. Ginger J. And that's how I love to introduce myself, because not often do we, you know, have that opportunity that you are providing to us today. And like my husband said, you did such an eloquent job of just, you know, kind of introducing us. And so I wanted to share that with you and the listeners that, you know, just off the bat, always, you know, just encourage yourself and present yourself in such a way that if that person see you again, they will remember you. In a higher vibration, in a higher vibration. And with that said, sis, I'd love to just share a little bit of my background. I am an original ATLian, Grady baby from Atlanta, guys. Yes, mom and dad still live here. I'm putting them on blast. They still over our Cascade. And for those of you who are from Atlanta and, you know, kind of know the area, but I've lived here all my life. I've traveled all over the world. I've had a corporate career for about 25-plus years, various industries from, you know, working for MARTA to I was with the Olympics. I worked with the Nations before Bank of America purchased them, worked for Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company. I was an accountant at one point in the mortgage industry, and ended up working for IBM for about 15 years, various positions in sales, management, training, leadership development, and have had an amazing blast, as well as being in tandem an entrepreneur. So health and wellness has been something that's been a part of my life as well, 25-plus years, being licensed in the industry in the area of, you know, massage therapy, a nail technician. We do so many other amazing things, and we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later in terms of the services that we provide. I'm also a mother of five, so excited. We are blended, and we have a 33-year-old, a 27-year-old, a 25-year-old, a 16-year-old, and 11-year-old. So we have had a blast. Please forgive my voices. It was Mother's Day weekend, and we've actually massaged over 45 moms. I kid you not, 45 moms over the weekend, and I'm a mom of five, and I so enjoy it. It was so amazing to be of service. But again, just to kind of wrap that up, and we'll talk a little bit more about, you know, entrepreneurship. But after, you know, working at corporate America, you know, over 25 plus years, I was actually laid off. So, you know, IBM kind of did a favor, you know, and gave our family opportunity to really just kind of, as I mentioned before, take our lives back. And with that said, I'll love to introduce my amazing. I don't say my second half, my better half. This is like my amazing partner, my best friend, my chauffeur. He rubs my feet. He rubs my scalp. You know, just my all of everything. I just got to put it out there on blast, put it out there. He's one of the ones that used to go get my tampons. Y'all heard me. I got a 33-year-old, right? So used to get my tampons. I'm putting it out there. Because, hey, it's life, right? That's the cycle of life.
Yes.
But,
yes.
You know, my amazing, loving husband, Drexel Jones.
Right on, my queen.
That's the way.
I receive all of the above and blessings and thank you. Sister Rogers, I just want to thank you once again for allowing us to be on your show this evening. And also, too, to tell you a little bit about my background, both my wife and I, she gave about 95% of what I'm about to say, but I'm just going to summarize it in as few sentences as I possibly can. My background started out originally in engineering. I worked in engineering for about 21 years. My background is industrial engineering, but I've had the opportunity in my previous career to work in information cybersecurity and doing all sorts of neat technical stuff that most people don't get opportunity to even know exist. But also, too, in tandem, I've also, too, worked in the wellness field myself. As my wife mentioned earlier, we are a blended family, and most of what we've done prior to coming together as one spiritual unit is that we both have had major parallels throughout the courses of our lives. I'm also, too, a Grady Baby ATLian by nature. I'm hailing right here in Atlanta, GA, and I, too, have traveled abroad extensively worldwide with my previous careers, and also, too, joining this lovely lady here that I'm so proud and happy to call my queen, my eternal life partner, my twin flame. She and I both have had the opportunity to bring our passions, which are deeply rooted into healing and helping others. You know, and helping others just doesn't extend to what we consume in terms of medicines and herbs and other types of things that will help our bodies restore balance. But it's also, too, the energies that we mm-hmm. radiate from ourselves. You know, mm-hmm. So she and I, we're magical opposites, if you will. You can call us the yin and yang. So we maintain the balance in the universe, in our universe, that is. And so it's a beautiful thing to be able to live, work, and play with your life partner every single day and be able to extend all these wonderful blessings of healing in terms of our words, in terms of our deeds and our actions and our services. You know, so we are extremely happy to be on this call this evening and to share all these wonderful things with everyone. And thank you once again for having us.
And I think that's like a great to talking about how we came together. Again, we both were in the health and wellness field, you know, previously before we got together. And what's been mm-hmm. so beautiful about it is we've developed and just kind of grown our business. Again, since 2012, we formed Natural Epiphany Salon and Wellness, originally out of Tucker, Georgia, and basically providing services such as natural manicures, natural pedicures, reflexology, massage therapy, things of that nature. And that particular general area, there were more seniors, which we found that there was such a need that, you know, there were a lot of seniors that, you know, their family members kind of moved on. They didn't really talk to them as much. Or, you know, your family can sometimes get tired of hearing the same old stories. So we would laugh, you know, at the, you know, those same old stories. So it just kind of, you know, it's kind of like soul to soul. If you think about S-O-U-L and S-O-L-E as we are, you mm-hmm. know, doing foot reflexology or working on that feet. So, you know, the other things that we provided in our facility are facials, comedic Egyptian yoga, breathing and sound therapy, so many other amazing things. Crystals, minerals, gemstone education. We have a nutritional program. And we're so excited, as you mentioned before, you know, during COVID, we've had the opportunity to expand our nutritional, and I'll let my husband give an opportunity to talk a little bit more, about that, and we'll get a perfect, segue into Gingerlicious, if we're ready to talk about that at this point, or we can talk about, some of these autoimmune things of that nature, get some questions in, and we can go from there. You just let us know, dear. We're having a blast.
Well, good. I let it flow, like I'm not in control of nothing. I'm just sitting here and letting the universe do what it does. But, you guys bring such beautiful energy in, and I know that the audience is feeling it too. But let me tell you guys how I met this couple. So a year and a half ago, there were an organization. It may have been 2 years. Anyway, the first of the year, either last year or year before, we in our community. It was two? Okay.
It was so 2 years ago.
Wow, that's a long, time has really passed, and that's all I can say. Yes, indeed. So our community does not have a lot of choices as far as vegan and vegetarian places to go and eat. And so this couple, the Atlanta food truck, they were bringing various vendors around to this one spot. And the Jones team were there, and it was the two of them and their son. And they have this incredible, you guys, incredible chocolate wine. And, oh, man. And so that was, like, my favorite. So I would, eat and patronize some of the other vendors, but I had to get me some chocolate wine every time I could, right, every time they would come out there and have it. Because it went so fast, you really had to get first in line. And so a couple of weeks ago, we had this community bending event at Black Coffee, shout out, at 1800 Jonesboro Road here in Atlanta. And so that's where I do my Reiki business. And then the Black Coffee Company actually hosted this event, this community event. And I saw that chocolate wine in a bottle, went crazy. I was like, oh, my God, I got to get it. And then I was standing outside just kind of trying to calm myself down. And who walks up but Ginger? And so we just talking and talking. And she said, well, I think I know you. I'm like, yeah, we know each other. And it just took off from there, man. So like she was saying, when you have that spirit about you, people just gravitate towards you regardless they remember knowing you or not. And right there on the spot, I was like, well, you guys got to come on my show, because I was learning more about them. Whereas when the first time around when I met them, it was, more superficial. And I was, learning about what they were selling through their Naughty Bites and things like that. And again, that chocolate wine, oh, my God. The other stuff is good, too, but the wine is really the bomb. So I just wanted to say that because that just brings a smile to my face when I think about you guys. So.
Well, thank you.
And it's like we've been knowing each other forever.
Yes, we appreciate it. And sis, let me tell you really how the food started, since you we kind of talking about it, is when we had our clients to come, say, get a pedicure or a massage or whatever their service was, we actually always offered organic wine. We always had like little, healthy snacks and treats, because sometimes people would come and their stomach is growling, and it's not like, it's not fun getting a pedicure and you're hungry, you need a little snack.
Mm-hmm.
So, we did not want to, do the regular, don't want to give any plugs for anybody, but any regular like potato chips or, corn chips, without naming any majors. So, you know, we decided to do that, and that was unique. We didn't charge extra. It just was a part of the service. Our clients are our family. You know, that's how we feel, you know, about whether you come to us one time and never come back again. Usually people remember us, and once again, you know, you're always welcome back, always family. And so to get back to the product making with the Gingerlicious beverage, again, having a 33-year-old, you know, a few years ago, I was going through menopause, so just sweating a lot, you know, just really having a lot of the different symptoms from, you know, irritability, you know, just mental cognizance misfires is what I call them. You know, I don't want to say memory lapse or whatever. I was just having some misfiring, just couldn't collect my things. So, you know, just all the stuff that I used to laugh at my mom and my aunts and my grandmother came right back to haunt me. I really understood that a hot flash is not like the summer in June in Atlanta. It's a whole different kind of heat. So I would love to, you know, hear some of the sisters chime in on that, you know, when it's time for the audience to call, because it was a different motivation for me. And I'll let my husband explain what his motivation was. But, you know, we were away and traveling and, you know, decided that we were going to seriously take our lives back when we got back to America. And that's what we did. You know, we kind of went into the lab and created our Gingerlicious beverage, you know, and at first I didn't like it. And so I was like, Drexel, we got to do something a little different with that. And, you know, we kept tweaking it here, tweaking it there. As we were tweaking it, we noticed, you know, how we were feeling, you know, things of that nature. Like I said, specifically for me, let me just talk about the female stuff, because I'll let him then, again, share his, have his testimony. Again, I noticed that the sweating started tapering down. I noticed that I was, you know, kind of much more calm. I didn't necessarily cuss people out at the stop sign. It's like, come on, four-way stop, 1, 2, 3, it's your turn, go, what are you waiting? You know, I mean, it was like little bitty stuff like that. And you know what was funny? I was programmed in corporate America where my office was 2 hours away. So every single day since, I drove 2 hours in the morning and then 2 hours to come back home. Now I'm so just in freedom land, I can't even be at a stop sign for too long. I love the turnabout. I want to vote for them. Okay, that's a side note. I got distracted, guys. Especially when you have that Gingerlicious, all your look, everything fires. You know, you remember everything. But anyway, so for me, you know, from a feminine, a female perspective, again, I was able to just kind of calm down more. I noticed, you know, as we develop, you know, different varieties, because we have four unique ones that we've developed, you know, like my hair started growing back in. You know, I was losing my hair from the sweating, you know, your protein levels change, so many other different things. And then we sometimes stress about, you know, things changing when we don't know what happens, when it happens so fast. The unfamiliar, you know, we can stress ourselves out. You know, we start thinking about, well, is it this? Is it that? Well, what happened? Do I have diabetes? And, you know, just all these crazy stuff. So, you know, once you kind of get past that, we understood that the kitchen is your lab. The kitchen is your medicine cabinet. And that's basically what we did. And so, again, so many just amazing, wonderful results, more energy for me. Each year I look younger and younger. Even our own adult children say that they can barely hang. They don't even have the energy. So it's just been so many blessings for us. You know, we have testimonies with, you know, my father personally, you know, had some issues with that C word, don't want to call it, not the currency, but the other C. So, you know, we've been able to kind of help him with that. My mom was a diabetic. She no longer has those issues. Used to have high blood pressure. And again, this is as a result of, you know, just consistently taking that Gingerlicious challenge with us. And the true story, and I guess I'll let Drexel tell this part about our clients and how we got it to market. So Drexel, share from, you know, the male's perspective and your personal testimony of, you know, your motivation. And I pass the mic, young man. Yeah, you still young.
I just love you guys, spirit. I'm serious.
I'll take that on the chin.
Girl, okay. We got to get you something to listen. You drink the wine. You missing out.
Okay, so a couple things. My motivation for, you know, one, just focusing on health and wellness, both from the inside and the outside, is that both my mother and father are both diabetics. You know, so when we're talking about health at our age, you know, we're at the stage of our lives where we are seasoned and mature adults, right? So we've lived that life where we were fast and furious and we felt invincible and invulnerable and all of that. But see, now we're at a stage where now we have to take a deeper look at, you know, have I really taken care of my body, my mind, and my spirit over the last 30 years? So now at this stage, you know, we're talking about, okay, how do we maintain our virility and vitality and our youthfulness? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, again, when we created this product, you know, we were attempting to address our own specific health issues. Mine, in fact, was dealing with high blood pressure and being overweight. I've been an athlete all my life, you know, since, you know, very early on. And, you know, your muscles have memory, okay? When your body is used to functioning at a certain capacity, and then, of course, you know, sedentary lifestyles, you know, working behind desks and not getting to the gym or outside getting fresh air as often tends to take its course when that happens over a long period of time. So the weight gain and the high blood pressure, you know, secondary to stress. Mm-hmm. So what we have to learn how to do and what I learned how to do at this point when we created this product was, one, I got to allow my body to completely detox. I need to get rid of these heavy metal toxins and the cellular waste that's causing the weight gain. And by doing so, within 6 months of creating this product, and again, we started out with something as basic as apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, and ginger. Okay?
Wow.
We brought those elements together, and we tweaked it, and we massaged it, and we created the product now that we have called Gingerlicious. And I'll tell you this, sister, this is something that was very surprising for us. At the very beginning of establishing this product, we took this product to Food Science and Technology Department at the University of Georgia, and they did the chemical analysis of our product in order to produce our nutritional facts panel. And we went back to receive our certificate, and they told us, we don't know what you put in this beverage or this juice here. However, this has outperformed every single nutritional product on the market with low calorie, low carb, and low sugar. In addition to the fact that we were getting multiple benefits ourselves, it would be sinful for us to keep this but not share it with the community at large, given all of our health concerns and our community.
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
so
congratulations to you on that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, dear.
No, go. No, I was just saying super congratulations on – you know, because a lot of entrepreneurs or business people, when they create a product, they don't know to, you know, to be that specialized in having someone to test its efficiency, as you guys did with, you know, taking it to the college to be tested. So that's to be commended, because people just be like, well, it works here. Just, you know, it's going to cost you $50. Just give me $50.
Let me share this with you. Again, there, you know, we put about 4 years of research into every single ingredient that we're making of this product. So, again, it wasn't just something just fly by night that we just threw together some bathtub brew. It was, hey, look, it worked for us. It may work for you, too. And, you know, we're just trying to sell it on the back corner. This was something that we knew, based on past experience, would benefit anybody who consumed it. Mm-hmm. Because, again, all food is medicine. All medicine is food. That's the old Ayurvedic principle. That's the old African proverb. that when you learn to pull your food, your medicines from the earth, it replenishes the body and restores it to balance. So that's the concept by which we product, you know. So in doing so, we share it with our customers, and our customers, from the oldest to the youngest, we're talking about, and I just throw some age ranges out there, we're talking about from the babies to just toddlers to our seasoned seniors well into the 80 years of age, and each of them were coming, giving their own testimonies of improved blood pressure, blood sugar, blood cholesterol levels normalizing, energy levels picking up, weight loss almost instantaneously because
sinus allergy relief,
hay fever related symptoms. They just started disappearing because the body was coming back into balance.
And you know what? And it's all different colors, shapes, sizes, and honestly, you know, Sandy, our goal really was not, we were not making this like for another business. Our, we had a business, you know, our business was health and wellness. So, you know, it really was the encouragement of our clients. They, we actually didn't even share it for a whole year. So they just saw, you know, us, we were losing the weight. It, you know how people, you know, you lose weight and it kind of goes up and down, up and down. Well, we never ever gained back like ever. And like I said, we, every year, it's like the years just kind of keep going back. But, you know, our clients saw after a year, they started asking us, okay, what's the secret? What are you guys doing? Are you using a special massage that you're not massaging us? You know, they're trying to figure it out. And so that's how we ended up sharing. And we give thanks for all of, I just have to say, if anybody's listening, because we did post it, you know, any of our Gingerlicious family, clients, customers, massage, whatever, you know, thank you so much for just being with us from day one and, you know, how we've grown. And what happened was, Sandy, say, for example, you purchased the Gingerlicious and your sister may have been in town for Easter or Mother's Day or just for whatever. She had some and then went back to Alabama or to Florida or to New York or wherever, and she could not get it there. So that's how the business kind of grew, where they were having instant results from just visiting for a few days, drinking up their family members' Gingerlicious.
Okay.
And they would say, oh, you know, if you're here local, look, you can always get it. Let me go ahead and drink it up. And we ended up skipping it, you know, all over. So, you know, just once again, just give thanks to the different beverages. Drexel, would you like to share the four? Because we do have four. The brand is Gingerlicious, but we have four different flavors. And Drexel, I'll let you go ahead and share that.
Okay, so our original formula, Sister Rogers, was the what we call the OG. That was the original Gingerlicious. That's the one that's green in color. Of course, it has all of the earth greens in it, you know, all of our basic ingredients, the ACV, the ginger, lemon and lime juice, and also, too, it has spirulina. So that's one of the elements that makes it green. And if you understand the benefits of spirulina, it is extremely, extremely efficient and powerful source of plant-based protein, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Contrary to popular belief, and what we've allowed the Food and Drug Administration as well as the public school systems to teach us, well, they're teaching us about the basic main food groups. You know, they threw chicken, fish, and other parts of animals into that mix, having us to believe that we need to have animal-based protein in order to survive as human beings, and that is totally false. There's nothing true about that whatsoever. You know, the other thing is that many people who are now discovering the benefits of vegetarian and veganism as a lifestyle will understand that all of the ingredients that are in our products, which are 100% plant-based, because you're receiving all of your nutrients, your minerals, your enzymes, the phytochemicals, all the things that are necessary for every single system and organ in the body to function properly in a liquid format, your body instantly receives all of those minerals, nutrients, et cetera. So it's not like you have to eat, and then your digestive system has to expend energy to break it down,
or take a pill
or vitamin supplement.
Now we're not saying don't take supplements, but let's be clear about that.
Well, yeah, I'll make that disclaimer. Yeah. Now, taking supplements, one thing you must understand, which is, you know, is proven fact, is that most of what you're receiving are called buffers and fillers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They only purpose they serve is just to fill the volume of the capsule. However, the active ingredients and benefits that's in the capsule, your body only absorbs less than 40 to 45% of, meaning that the rest of it, your body automatically excretes and discards in the form of waste. So if you're not excreting it, recirculating back in your circulatory system, back into your bloodstream, and that is not a good thing for anyone. Okay, so what we're advocating here, in addition to whatever vitamin supplement process that you may be considering or regimen, is to bring in plant-based foods as your mainstay, you know, as your main source of nutrition, because by doing so, you'll cut out most of the issues that you have with histamine reactions in the form of allergies, whether it's foodborne allergies, whether it may be environmental allergies. The other thing that we want to consider is our second product called the Simply Beet product, which is based on beetroot. All right, the primary ingredient is the beetroot powder.
What's special about our beetroot powder? There's something special.
I'll let you share that.
Our beetroot powder is fermented, meaning we have found a way to remove the sugars. Think about your root vegetables are really good. So your onions, your carrots, you know, your garlic, those things are really, really good for you. However, they caramelize when you cook them, meaning natural high in sugars versus, think about broccoli, asparagus, those vegetables char, right? They don't caramelize. So someone who may be a diabetic or borderline diabetic, you know, go have a salad and they think about they have beets, onions, carrots, and all these other things, and then your numbers go up, but you thought you had something healthy. You don't understand that those are those natural sugars and eating all of that, you know, in one bite or one plate is not a good thing. So that's really great about the beet. We just wanted to know because sometimes people do just straight beet juice, and that is not always so good because it's such a high concentrate in sugar. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. The other benefits of the beets would certainly be the release of nitric oxide in the blood. And why is that important? If you're an athlete or you're someone looking to improve your body's immune system, then having the elements in the compounds in the beets are also too going to boost your body's stamina and your stamina and endurance by over 33%. Also, too, if you have high or low blood sugar, it's also too going to help to normalize that. So normalizing the blood sugar, normalizing your cholesterol levels, and normalizing your blood pressure. Okay, these are all some of the key critical benefits in the beetroot powder. Now, thirdly, our product called Blackout Lemonade. Now, Blackout Lemonade is a unique product in that it does two things. It's going to do exactly what the Simply Beets product does, which is to boost your body's stamina, endurance, as well as, you know, regulate your blood sugar, blood pressure, and blood cholesterol. It's also, too, going to help to detoxify your livers and your kidneys primarily and your body cells in general. Why is that? Because this product contains activated charcoal. Activated charcoal was a very well-known cleansing agent that's used in water purification systems worldwide. It's also too used in most hospitals when a patient comes in suffering from food poisoning and other types of conditions. Mm-hmm. They're given activated charcoal to help neutralize the poison or the caustic materials that they may have consumed. So again, it's very wonderful for helping to cleanse your system.
Another, acid reflux too.
Excellent for acid reflux, as well as it's excellent for helping to whiten the teeth. Active charcoal is excellent for the hair. So there's a multitude of benefits that you get from this product. In addition to that, it has a wonderful flavor. Most people think of active charcoal and they can't quite put those two things together. But when we formulated our product, it tastes better than great Kool-Aid, I can assure you. And lastly, we have our hibiscus lavender. Now, hibiscus lavender is a very unique product in and of itself because that's the one product that we have that you can enjoy both hot and cold. You can enjoy it as a hot tea on a cold winter's day, or you can enjoy it as a cool beverage on a hot summer's day. You just need to use your thirst quenched. Mm-hmm. Okay. The other thing about the hibiscus lavender, besides the absolutely fabulous flavor, is that it contains certain elements that will actually aid the production of hair, skin, and nail health. Okay, so let's say, for instance, if you're suffering from something like eczema or dry skin or psoriasis or any of these type of, inflammatory skin conditions, by drinking hibiscus lavender, one, it's going to help to calm your nervous system. That's going to help to ease the inflammation that you're experiencing as a result of that type of allergic reaction. The other thing, too, is it's going to help, it's helped to grow your hair. So any individuals who have problems with, hair loss due to overprocessing or chemical processing, those that might have some issues that might have, from hereditary type related issues. Remember, everything that's in our body that's out of balance is going to display some type of symptom, whether it's hair loss or whether it's over hair growth or whether it's, inflammatory skin conditions, very uncomfortable skin conditions. That's all stemming from a lack of mineral absorption, nutrient absorption, primarily the gut, as we discussed early in the beginning of this program. We talk about the digestive system kind of being it's the gatekeeper, if you will, of good, bad, good. So keeping our digestive system clean, keeping it free from mucus, keeping the pH properly balanced, the proper bacterial flora in our guts, which, again, making sure that we're eating certain foods that help to break down in the stomach and help to break down the waste product that's in the stomach. So these are all things that are essential for us to use. Now I'm going to pass the mic back over to my lovely wife.
Great, man. That's a wonderful.
You guys are just so fabulous.
Thank you so much.
I'm just complimenting you. I just love your energy.
We so appreciate it. We do appreciate it. Drexel mentioned about the hibiscus lavender dream. One of the reasons why you can heat that one up is because it's the only one of the four that does not contain chia seeds. That's one of our main ingredients, even in some of our chocolates. Now, chia seeds, some people call them chai, that's C-H-I-A, but it's, here or there. We pronounce them chia seeds. And it's the same ones from back in the day, sis. Do you remember, I want to say this was in the 80s, and they were selling those. You remember heads?
Oh, yeah,
girl, come on. This is what, and they sprouted. Come on.
Yep.
They had a slang. They had
that
a plan
too
with
funny.
That food. We're going to talk about that. That's another talk. You got to have us back on that. We're going to talk about all this subliminal. I used to be in marketing, so I'm going to tell you some of these little tricks. But anyway, so just think about it. We were playing with this, and they sprouted. We didn't even know that we could have even eaten the sprouts. The sprouts were nutritious, and the seeds are nutritious, but we utilize them because, number one, chia seeds are very high in as a plant protein. So once again, for a lot of people who are looking at how do, plant eaters are getting the protein in, that's one way they're getting it in. The chia seeds, flax seeds, some of the other seeds is a great, great high source of clean protein, that you're getting in. And so the other thing is when you add chia seeds to any liquid, it's going to swell up, almost double its size. And what happens is it that feeling of fullness, if you think about what oatmeal does, when it gets wet, it kind of swells up and binds and things of that nature. Well, that's the same thing the chia seeds does. So that was a part of how we actually maintain the weight loss. It jump-started our metabolism in such the right way where we needed to go to that. If we did even overeat or something, on a vacation, on holiday or some other event or whatever, then if we didn't break the bank, because our body was so used to snapping back because it had been trained, for such a while. We originally started off using our Gingerlicious as meal replacements, things like drinking them in the morning for lunch and then eat something sensible later and just kind of switch it up. We found ourselves eating less and less meat. And we just want to say that we're not vegan. We are flexitarians. So we
I like
flex.
That.
So what that looks like is thank you. Because we don't want, you know, someone to see us and you see me, what's in Sam, and you're like, oh, we heard you on that show talk about you were vegan. I'm like,
right.
Vegan. We have vegan food, but, you know, we haven't said that. And not that we won't at some point, but what that looks like, sis, is we are about 85% a plant diet versus, and then about, you know, 15% meat. So, but no, mm-hmm. no beef and no pork. And so that's kind of like how our diet is, you know, as far
okay.
as. And we know that also helps us to get back to our gut health. You know, again,
yeah.
all of that stuff that I had around my side, you know, one day Drexel told me my back boobs were gone. I'm like, what? That's so cheesy. I'm like, and that's what you were calling them, you know, back then. I'm like, okay. You know, but it wasn't just that, you know, just being honest, it was more than just drinking. You know, we then had to do some mental things. See, that also
right,
has to
right.
do with, you know, your immune system. You know, what is your mental health? Are you having good thoughts? We did a challenge one day. We challenged our clients. I want to say this was before the pandemic. So we challenged our clients to say, don't have one negative thought or conversation. Don't entertain anything negative all day. And how
mm-hmm.
how successful, how long can you go through? So, you know, when I had people to think that they did it successfully, I gave them examples of, you know, where they may have gone wrong. And here's an example. One young lady said to me, she says, well, I was driving down the street, and a girl was standing at Chick-fil-A. She looked like she was in her 20s and, you know, unfortunately, you know, obese, and, you know, was on her cell phone and trying to eat the fries. And, you know, she just had and she was like, she need to be walking instead of, you know, that was her thought. And I said, well, guess what? Even though you didn't say that to her, that was negative. I said, so you got to,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was, even we don't, but really, okay, what could you have done with that energy of that thought that you spent thinking that versus thinking something creative or wishing
right.
her well? You know, we kind of
mm-hmm.
always jump
mm-hmm.
to the negative. And what we don't realize is, you know, we are a reflection of others. And when we have that negative energy, it creates certain stressors sometimes in our bodies because we start
right.
then thinking about ourselves. We start
judging.
Then self-evaluating. And guess what happens? Your stomach hurts, right? That's
mm-hmm.
that gut. That's that autoimmune.
Yep.
Your gut, your stomach really is your first brain. Because
mm-hmm.
when things happen to you, you feel it in your gut, and then you have a thought. You know, you get
yep.
the sweaty palms. All this stuff happens, the butterflies. And that's whether it's good or bad. You know, it could be a festive thing. You're anxious. You're ready. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're excited. You're about to get married. But, you know, your body can be your friend and your foe at the same time. You know, getting to some of these autoimmune, you know, issues and situations.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey,
you know, and that's one of the reasons that I feel that we need to limit what we watch on television, especially the local news. And, you know, there are some people that watch as soon as they wake up, midday, as soon as they get off from work, and then again, like a fourth time before they go to bed. And it's been researched and it's been proven that the media, especially our news, is built on a platform of fear because they understand that as long as people are kept in a fear state of mind, that they don't function at their optimal. You know, so you're at a diminished mentality when you're getting fed all of this negative all day, you know, all throughout the day. Because it used to tickle me. I'm not sure what other areas do it, but here in Atlanta, it was like we had one day and it was a good news day. That used to tickle me, like, What about the rest of the day? Can we have a good news portion on every time the news is reported? But we don't, you know. And yeah. So I know that a lot of people are suffering, especially right now, because of the COVID conditions of being locked up and confined from socializing with other people, and then also being fed that news like that. And it's all a part. I know I just probably sounds like a conspiracy theory, but you guys, you can check it out for yourselves and know that this is true facts that I'm stating. They know what it's doing to the human race, especially in here in America. So thank you for that. I just needed to share that right quick.
Sister Rogers, I just wanted to just chime in real quick here and thank you for that wonderful explanation as to what was really going on in our society at large across the globe, and that is fear-mongering. You know, this was actually created. This is a system of mind control that was created almost 67 years ago. Okay, starting off with some of those alphabet soup agencies within our own government. Okay, they use this as a means of creating docility in the people. If the people are acquiescing to whatever the government's mandates are, that means that they can be easily beguiled to move whatever decision or influence the government has upon them. Okay? So, again, when you have media, all right, which is nothing more than an extension, you think of it as an appendage of some of these governmental groups, right? They are used the propaganda machines, okay, if they're constantly pumping fear of your neighbors, staying 6 feet apart, social distancing, all these different, you know, terms they've come up with, that's all part of marketing.
Right.
Think about it. They marketed the virus. They marketed the vaccine. They constantly pump and push fear into the hearts and minds of families. Or you have families not wanting to be close to one another because of fear of maybe brother or sister, dad or husband or wife may have that thing, that virus, and I don't want to get it, all right? So, again, we have to unplug from this matrix of fear. That's rule number one. Two, we have to plug ourselves into the things that are positive, that are life-affirming, that feed our soul, that feed and nourish our bodies and our minds. Okay, such as, you know, engaging in some binaural beats that you might find on YouTube.
What are binaural beats?
High frequency sounds that actually causes positive somatic changes within the human body. Okay,
exactly.
If you listen to listening that are programmed at 432 hertz, which is actually the natural frequency of the earth. Okay, it's a natural heartbeat, if you will, of the earth, and also to the natural heartbeat of every human being born upon this earth. And why is those frequencies matched? Because we're made of the same organic material coming out of the earth. This is why understanding nutrition from the perspective in which we're speaking, you know, understanding what herbs your body needs, what elements, what minerals. You know, knowing when your body is devoid or deficient of those minerals and what types of foods will provide them. This is the level of education and the level of self-awareness that we must evolve into if we're to survive what's coming in the coming years, because we're seeing clearly around the world that people are beginning to awaken. They're beginning to awaken to something that's been happening, that's been pervasive throughout our experience here on this planet, where there's a group, an elite group of people controlling the massive many. That makes sense. Okay.
It does. So it does. And just understanding that we're not talking against the vaccine or the concern people have. It's just that part of the fear that's being put in into our mentality. Yeah, yes. I just want to get that clear understanding there.
Absolutely.
And just like the flu shot, I remember when the flu shot first came out, where
you didn't even have access to it. And then you could, you know, only get a prescription for it. And then you could, you know, get it at the drugstore, and now they're giving it away. You know, it's like this was a whole evolution. It's the same thing with the shots and the boosters and all these different things. And just like the flu, you know, shot, whereas you get the shot and you still get the flu. So getting back to the whole fear, that's so beautiful that you guys talked about that, you know. You know, fear is something else. I think the fear is we're afraid to die, and we're afraid to face that. That's where the fear comes from. Think about it. You don't want to be sick. You don't want to die. Well, whether the MARTA bus hits you if you step off the curb, not a whole lot of people, unless you have a terminal illness and they count it down. You know, most mm-hmm. of us don't necessarily know when we're going. So it's the fear. Why would we hold on to this when from all these wonderful things we're hearing that we are a spirit having a human experience, then why would you not be ready to kind of, you know, not saying to go kill yourself, to, you know, to go get it in advance, you know? But, you know, that to me, that just sounds like a beautiful thing, is that at some point, you know, I want this earthly, you know, body to do what it's supposed to do, but you decompose and I go on to the next part of the journey. And if you think about, you know, kind of life, everything is, you know, really about the choice. One choice we make leads to so many other things, whether you choose to get the vaccination and something happens and you choose to not get it and something happens. I mean, something's just going to happen anyway. That's just how life is. And we have to learn that. If we learn to go within and to self-reflect and take our lives mm-hmm. back, then mm-hmm. we'll understand that we are the authors of our lives. And once we got out of corporate, you know, got laid off and all that kind of stuff, we turned the television off, we turned the news off, you know, canceled the cable subscriptions and all that kind of stuff, unplugged from that, you know, our lives increased tenfold. We went in. See, everything else was all about out. You know, we pray to the external God, but we're told mm-hmm. not to pray to the internal. We're told don't daydream. Why not? That's where inventions are. That's where things are created. That's creative mode. Why would you not want somebody, especially a young mind that has not been tainted by so much other stuff, why would you not want the children to daydream in mm-hmm. the classroom? I think that should be a class, daydreaming. You should be play, whatever
or talking
you want
to
do.
Yourself,
that
should
be in the curriculum, you know, 15 minutes of daydreaming. Give something.
Yeah.
Teachers give 15 minutes smoke break. Come on, give the kids up. But anyway,
indeed.
You know, but I'm just saying, you know, we've got to learn how, and guess what? Going within is where you then start reprogramming and talking to your cells. They're smart. Yeah. They know what to do. Your body is a computer. So guess what? Heal yourself. Don't give mm-hmm. someone else govern over your body just because they told you you have this or you have that. Guess what? You can reverse it. Everything is reversible. Short of growing back a limb for right now.
And
you know
like
what I mean?
Short
of growing a limb, everything is reversible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah,
you got to go within
think...
to get that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that the kitchen is your medical laboratory. I love that. You know, and when we can truly embrace that and understand that we have more power than what we're led to believe that we have, just think about it. You're the only one that's been around your body your whole life, you know, regardless of, you know, like how many years you've been married or, you know, whatever. You're the only one, you know, even with your brothers and sisters, because everybody sees their experiences out of a different set of eyes. And it's always funny to me how people be like, well, we were in the same house, but, you know, you saw this that way and I saw it that way. Well, yeah, because we all get to process it according to, you know, what our experiences are. But I like that, you know, using the kitchen as your medical laboratory. And
I'm just going to make this quick comment, Sister Rogers. You know, one thing we have to always keep in mind is that we are sentient. And what that simply means is that we are eternal. All right, we are all living, expressing living souls of the Creator, expressed uniquely as ourselves. So,
yeah,
with
like
that image and the likeness of that which created us. So, when we eat to live instead of living to eat, then we're actually paying honor and homage to that which created us. You know, when we put living foods that are rich in minerals and enzymes back into our body can't do anything but correct itself. Anything that was out of balance is going to self-correct. Yeah. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to wish it. You don't have to will it. It's just going to happen because that's divine order.
Yeah.
Our bodies came into this world divinely in order, and it was due to our socialization from our parents and our communities that we became disorderly and out of order. So we are aware, we are awake, and we know that, hey, look, I am a living spirit inside of this physical human body, and I'm responsible for this human body. Everything about it, from every thought, from every corpuscle, from every cell, every nerve, that means that I must do what's necessary in order to feed those cells, those trillion plus, 70 trillion cells that's in this physical body. Because ultimately, the conscious, awake mind is the God in this physical body. We're just a microcosm of the much larger macrocosm. We can clearly understand that. So it's like when we see ourselves in the mirror, we're seeing the Christ within us reflecting back at us. So this is how we have to always treat others, you know? Because, see, that's also true for nutritional wellness. It's how we treat ourselves and how we treat the reflections of ourselves in other people.
Yeah, and that's why that mental spiritual part is so important, you know, because a lot of times we focus on the nutritional and the physical, you know, like we'll eat well and go exercise, and then we think it's all over, but it's not. That's just the beginning, because like you you know, you got to have the balance in there, and you got to have that the positive thoughts and understanding that you do have choices, you know, and whatever happens, you can look at it from a negative or a positive, and you're the one that makes that decision ultimately, and you don't have to share it with anybody else, you know, you in your own world, and you do, and, you know, and so when you make those choices to think of it more positively, then it's like, we used to sing this song, Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is free, or something like that, you know. But
that's
just so.
But you got to know. You got to know that you know that you know. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go back and forth and say, "Oh, this don't work," because it seconds.
Well,
you know, you got to know and give it up. And know that it's done. You just got to say, you know what, body, I know this is going to start working, and it's, that's it. And you just keep saying that, and it's going to be done. You know, and so that's because we're so inundated with our programming of this certain lifestyle, to have this certain American dream. You go to school, you get married, you know, you have the kids, and you go on holiday, and, you know, you retire, and all in that order. Well, how many times that happened? That, you know, and I can't, and it's not even just in certain communities. There's a lot of communities where life just does not go that way. And so all of those other things bring stressors in, and we start these behaviors of, you know, this stress eating. I was one. That's kind of what happened with me in corporate. You know, hey, I was in the mentality that, you know, you work for IBM. You know, you got to have a certain type of car. You know, kids got to, you know, look to have these type of clothes. You know, you get into all this kind of stuff, and, yeah, we making great money. You know, things of that nature. And so, you know, it just becomes so routine and program, and you don't really – I realized that I was so young and I had so many surgeries. My organs were breaking down, you know, but guess what? I was in sales, you know, but I'm in the hospital, you know, and didn't put those together. So, you know, going back to taking our lives back, that's something that we love to share with others. And when you think about it, sis, you can take your life back in so many areas. You can take your life back from health and wellness, take your or lack of health and wellness. You know, take your life back financially. You know, take your life back from tough things. No. It's okay to say no. You know what I'm saying? You are a vessel that they can't. Through. It's okay. So it's so many different ways to utilize that phrase where we're literally taking our lives back, but we have to know that it's done and we have to acknowledge it. And once you say that, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Most of the time we're not as old enough. We're trying to navigate and navigate and navigate so much, and we don't let things go. And I'll give you a really great example, and I'll pass the mic back over to my lovely husband. Think about this. When we get busy and inundated with certain things, sometimes some stuff we have to say, you know what, let me put that to the side. I'm going to have to revisit that in a minute. We get back to the big pal. That pal gets lower. By the time we get back to that second pal, it's already resolved itself. It fouled itself. It did whatever. Why don't we listen to that? And we always say, ooh, I was lucky that time. Oh, ooh, that was a coincidence. Oh, that is a lesson. I would say the second half of our lives, that's one of the biggest things that we love to play with and have so much fun. I would encourage all the listeners that, you know, when you have stuff, we just worry so much. And when we pray, when we meditate, and when we give it up, we really don't, because we step right in the next day or the next moment, and we still worry about it. That means that you didn't give it up. That you didn't know that it's done. That means that you didn't have the faith that is done. I'm not talking religion faith. Faith in your word, that you know that there is abundance, plenty of abundance. There's enough resources for everybody. You just got to ask for it and be able to be present to recognize it.
That's true. All right, that's true. Well, look, we are down to like 10 minutes left, and I'm not sure if anyone has a question, a comment. You feel free. You can hit one on your dial or give us a call at 516-531-9819. I do want to let you guys know that Drexel and Felicia Ginger will be back in 2 weeks on the 24th. I already knew what was going to happen with these two, so we scheduled it out. So write your questions, invite your friends, and we're going to continue this discussion on the 24th, which is 2 weeks from today. And so I would like for you guys, though, to really let us know how to get in contact with you, if they're in town or out of town. You know, what's the best way to order your product or whatever they would like to do. And then, again, you guys, if you have a question for tonight, come on and do it now. Hit one on the dial or call us at 516-531-9819 or come prepared on the 24th with your questions, and we'll entertain questions from the very beginning of the show. So, Felicia and Drexel, I'm turning it back over to you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I tell you what, if you do have any callers or anyone that reaches out to you after this, we have a complimentary, gingerlicious to the first two people that reaches out and have a question for us. How to get in contact with us. We are on social media, so Instagram. And for our The Natural Epiphany Salon and Wellness, you can reach us at NES_Wellness. That's at NES_WELLNESS. For the Gingerlicious Instagram, it is at Gingerlicious LLC. Let me spell that for you. At GINGERLICIOUSLLC. And then our Naughty Bites, where you guys can find that amazing chocolate wine. Again, woo-hoo! Instagram at, and it's Naughty, the traditional way of spelling Naughty, NAUGHTY dot or period, BITES underscore or underline. Once again, at NAUGHTY period, BITES underscore. And just finally, our website is www.gingerlicious4.com. I'll repeat it, www.gingerlicious4u2.com. And if you guys want to call or text, the number is 404 area code 520-6665. I think that's it. I think those are all the ones.
Yeah, you gave us a lot. So
oh, and Facebook.
Really cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Google, too. Yeah, you guys can check the reviews out, Natural Epiphany Salon via Google, as well as we're on Facebook as well for Natural Epiphany Salon and Wellness.
Okay. Well, all right. So no one has chimed in with a question or a comment. So is there, tell us about this, the Gingerlicious Challenge. You got about 6 minutes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so our Gingerlicious Challenge, once again, we were going to do a little surprise if anyone did have any questions to take the 2-week challenge. We were going to get the Gingerlicious out. So even if anyone wants to volunteer, so you guys could text us, DM us on Instagram, let us know that you heard us on Sandy's show. And what is our program called? It is Life, Love, and Wellness. Did I get that right? Life, Love, Wellness.
Life, Love, and Wellness. Yes, ma'am.
Come on, let's go. And so, let us know that you want to take the challenge. And it's complimentary, guys. We're going to get some Gingerlicious to you, and we want you to try it out and, you know, be willing to let everybody know what your experience has been.
Yeah.
You know, over the next 2 weeks. So, hey, who does not like free 99?
Okay.
And then we can even throw in some vegan chocolates, too.
Look, they didn't even tell me. They didn't even tell me, so this is a surprise.
Oh, we got a surprise, so cool.
Thank you.
We're going to make it even sweeter. So if we seriously do get our two people and they call in and they give their testimony, we're going to gift Sandy some wine. Come on. Did
woo-hoo!
I sweeten the pot?
I'm going to get you, too.
Girl.
Okay? I'm going to get you,
so
too.
So, Sandy, that means that you got to get this free broadcast out, girl. You better be texting,
yep.
Put this on constant contact with somebody.
Oh, yes. And it's really interesting because, God, it seemed like I'm doing more and more counseling, especially the nutritional part, the nutritional and the spiritual part. You know, like people have the physical down, you know, like the exercise and things like that. But then to put it all in balance, like you call it the triangle of care, You know, so once we get the base and the two sides in order, then it's truly easier to reach your goals. And so, yeah, I'm going to be waiting for people to be in touch with me, because I'm having these calls all the time about what can I seriously do. I'm ready to make these changes. And I feel with all of the information that you gave us on the OG and the Simply Beat, the Blackout Lemonade and the Hibiscus Lavender, that one of those flavors with the benefits that you guys gave us would appeal to the people that's been listening, and that someone would want to take advantage of that. You know, that is super powerful. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
You know, Sister Sandy, I just wanted to make one final comment. I know that most people that are thinking about health and wellness, specifically from a nutritional standpoint, are very familiar with sea moss, right? We know that sea moss contains 92 of the 102 minerals that the physical human body requires, right? And sea moss is in all of our products. Okay, I just want to make sure right, it's all of our products, as well as elderberry. So elderberry is a well-known immune-boosting herbal tonic that's been used for thousands of years. We use elderberry in all of our products, right? So when people are thinking about, you know, health and wellness, or even just buying something seasonally, if they're trying to, you know, do some preventative maintenance to, you know, stave off a cold or something like that, they can also too consider those products for those purposes as well.
Okay, we've got someone here. Let's see who this is. On telephone 678-592, you want to give us your name and comment, question, or if you're going to be taking advantage of the the free challenge.
Pat Rice, and I'll take the challenge.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, I know that's
okay.
It.
What was the name, sis?
Pat Rice.
Oh, Pat Rice. Okay, and what we'll do, Sandy, we'll get Pat's information. We don't want to put her on blast. We don't want nobody come over trying to knock her over her head for her food and delicious, right? No,
that's
we're going to have to get security over there. Yeah, well, Pat, thank you. We are so excited, Pat. We are so super excited. We will get your information, and we'll give you a call tomorrow, since it'll, you know, get kind of late this evening, if that works out for you, dog. We are so super excited.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, I'm excited. I just need one more of y'all now. You gotta reach out to them, please.
So Sandy, like,
get my wine.
Now, Sandy, Sandy, you can't bribe nobody. That defeats the purpose of the free wine, sister. Man, you can't be bribing nobody. Come on now. You think smart.
I'm strongly suggesting to them. That's all.
Okay. Thank you, sis. I'm just teasing.
Girl, look. So that's a beautiful deal, and I appreciate you for offering that to the guests and to those that are listening. And we're down to like 2 minutes. So once again, I'm going to give you these social media handles for those of you that may not have gotten them down, if you are ready now. So we have the Natural Epiphany Salon, and that's at NES, which would be the initials of Natural Epiphany Salon, underscore wellness. That's on Instagram. And then we have at Gingerlicious LLC. And then we have naughty.bites underscore. Those are all on Instagram. The website is www.gingerlicious2.com. And a phone number you can reach them on is 404-520-6665. I am just overjoyed with the presentation
that you guys gifted us tonight. I mean, just so much incredible information. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I look forward to you coming back on the 24th, and I would love to hear those testimonies at that particular time as well. So Drexel and Felicia, thank you guys, man. You right on point, and I know that you're in your game. You know, it just oozes out of you. So thank you.
Receive it. And then next week, you guys going to find out where Zen Delicious came from. I'm sorry, in 2 weeks. You're going to find out where Zen Delicious because it's delicious.
And nutritious.
That's for real. Well, thanks again. And we'll see you guys next week, same time with a different guest. But we're still on autoimmune, learning more how we can reverse it and how we can protect our body from even being subjected to it. So give us a listen next week. Remember, in the end, it's always your choice, a healthier lifestyle, or, you know, you get to say what it is you experience in your life. I am Sandy Rogers. I thank you for listening, for participating. And please remember, it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So until next week, remain blessed and stay safe. And we love you guys. Have a great evening.
Bye. 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 Bye.